2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening. It's 5:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have a mostly cloudy sky. It's windy. It's 68 degrees. KSL's top story. Following two more deaths on Utah Lake over the weekend, officials are preaching the importance of water safety. Here's KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Strong winds can create devastating waves on Utah Lake, and a big reason for that is because of how shallow the lake itself is. Sergeant Spencer Cannon with the Utah County Sheriff's Office says you need to be aware of the conditions before venturing out and then stay alert the entire time you're on the water.
Check the weather forecast to see what it's going to be. If you haven't checked the weather forecast, look at the skies.
He says cloudy skies and wind gusts should be an automatic sign to return to shore immediately. Sergeant Cannon adds that the two men found Sunday did have life jackets on, showing that it's not always enough to protect someone from dangerous conditions. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Now, further south, they're dealing with some dangerous water conditions. The National Weather Service says there's an urban and small stream advisory for St. George, Washington County, Zion National Park. This means ponding on roads and dry washes full of water, a very dangerous scenario. Gas prices have hit their highest level in 6 years. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, AAA reports the national average price for a gallon of gas is just over $3. That's the highest level in more than 6 years, and ABC's Elizabeth Schulze reports the surge in the demand for gas is blamed after a pipeline cyber attack that we've been talking about. Still, it is still fueling gas shortages on the East Coast.
Experts attribute the current gas shortage to panic buying, fueled by concerns Colonial wouldn't be able to meet market demand.
Now, surge in the demand for gas is also boosting prices. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell slamming President Biden's response to growing tension between Israelis and Palestinians. On the Senate floor, McConnell saying he rejects the president's push for a ceasefire.
To say that both sides need to de-escalate downplays the responsibility the terrorists have for initiating the conflict in the first place, and suggest Israelis are not entitled to defend themselves.
The Palestinian Health Ministry reports more than 200 Palestinians have been killed. More than 1,400 people have been wounded since the conflict began last Monday. Israel's death toll now stands at 10. If you haven't filed your income taxes yet, you better get moving. The deadline is midnight, and if you need to file a paper return, you need to get it postmarked before the clock strikes 12. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Homeless resource centers in Salt Lake City are getting good grades from legislative auditors, but they say the centers still need to do more to keep drugs and weapons out. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Compared to 3 years ago, legislative auditors say the homeless resource centers are safer and cleaner. But drugs and weapons are still a problem, so there are recommendations that they're giving out. For instance, they say center operators should consider more canine units to sniff out drugs. And if someone is caught with contraband, there are penalties already laid out, but the operator is allowed to use their discretion. However, they say discretion is becoming the rule in the centers when it should be the exception.
KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson. Ohio is sending out more details today in its offer of a lottery for people who are vaccinated. The so-called Vax-a-Million program was announced formally today. State Health Director Stephanie McLeod says any adult in Ohio can win a $1 million prize if they've had at least one dose of vaccine.
Registration is going to be quick and easy. This will be an opt-in program only.
In all, the state will give out five $1 million prizes. An associate of Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz pleaded guilty today to several charges, including sex trafficking of a minor.
Matt Gaetz went unmentioned by name as his ally Joel Greenberg pleaded guilty in Orlando federal court. But what Greenberg says now about Gaetz, while he is obligated to cooperate with federal prosecutors, could put the congressman in legal jeopardy. Greenberg admitted he paid a 17-year-old for sex and introduced her to other adult men who engaged in commercial sex acts. Sources have told ABC News the feds have been investigating whether Gaetz paid women for sex, though he has denied it.
That's ABC's Aaron Katursky reporting. One man couldn't take no for an answer, and now he's in jail. 24-year-old Colby James is charged with harassment and threatening violence because he proposed to his girlfriend but hadn't received an answer yet. The Deseret News reports James wouldn't let his girlfriend leave the car till she agreed to marry him, and he threatened to kill her. The woman reports she was held hostage in the car for 6 hours before being able to go to West Jordan police, and they made the arrest. KSL News Time 5:35. Ricky, let us change the topic quickly.
Well, for those who are driving northbound I-15, we still have leftover delays stretching from just before 2100 South up to 6 North. And for those who are trying to avoid these slowdowns and have taken the West Belt, you're going to see backups northbound on I-215 that go from California Avenue up to 700 North. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
I mean, do you have a good proposal story? I almost want to stop and hear it at this point to wash that last one out, Ricky.
I hate to say it. My husband had to ask me 5 times. But I finally saw the light.
Help a brother out, really. My minute of news is on the way. Next.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.